So just to backtrack on this case, George, I'm curious again, 4 centimeter, node negative tumor, would you have sent a genomic assay? And what would you have done if she had 1 positive node?
Well, this is the classic argument over biology versus anatomy, right? And, you know, if someone has bad anatomy, does good biology mean that you don't need to give chemotherapy? And, of course, this is a classic argument among oncologists. I tend to belong to the biology as destiny group. So, like you, I would not have given chemotherapy to this patient.
And, again, if she'd had a positive node?
Well, ASCO, for instance, ASCO guidelines suggest that we shouldn't be using Oncotype DX if you have positive lymph nodes. Actually, this is the rare case where I disagree with ASCO guidelines. I think the idea that biology is likely to shift dramatically from 0 nodes to 1 node strikes me as highly unlikely from what I know about breast cancer biology.
When I saw that guideline thing, I was kind of surprised because I already knew from asking investigators that y'all were doing it, particularly for 1 node. So we went out and did another survey of 25 clinical investigators, and we found like 80% of noted U.S. clinical investigators were using a genomic assay, pretty much 21 gene, for example, with 1 node, some up to 2 or 3 nodes. So it was interesting that this guideline says don't do something that most people who write the guidelines were doing. So we put that out, and we actually got a very long email from one of the authors of the guideline about why it wasn't evidence-based and people shouldn't be doing it. What do you do in your practice? Would you have done a genomic assay in this lady with a 4 centimeter tumor? What about if she had 1 positive node?
I think it's very reasonable to do a genomic assay here. I think it will give the patient comfort to see a number when she knows she had a large tumor in the breast. So it gives both she and I comfort that, yes, her pathologist grading was correct. But again, I think we could have probably predicted, just looking at the ER and PR being both strongly positive, HER2 negative, moderately differentiated. She's postmenopausal. She's not in her 30s. So we probably could predict at the highest she'd be in the intermediate risk, but I still would have done it.